All right, welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94. We're joined by Ryan Isbell, coach of the Beloit Trojan Track and Field Teams. Coach, getting set now for state. You had a very good performance from the girls there at regionals last week and got some boys into the state meet as well. Recap, if you can, just how everything went for you on Friday. I know you were, last Thursday, I should say, you were worried about some of the girls that were coming off maybe some injuries and trying to get back health-wise, and they actually performed maybe better than you might have thought. So a great week and a great finish at regionals with another trophy and a first-place regional championship. Overall, how do you feel about the performance of all your kids at regionals?
Yeah, you know, it was we say it year in and year out that if we can get through whatever regional we're stuck in, you're going to do pretty well going into the state meet. And that's definitely the case this year. I mean, our regional meet that we hosted was one of the tougher ones in a lot of events that we've seen on both the boys and the girls side. But really, really excited with what we ended up getting through. We went through about a 45-minute stretch in the middle of that track meet where we had 7 fifth-place finishes. So, you know, it was kind of some gloomy faces for a while, and then they kind of kicked it back into gear and turned some things around and got qualified for things we needed to get qualified in. And then the boys' side, like you mentioned, kind of the same thing. We ended up with 3 boys going, but it was fun. So some of those events, you know, you had the top 2 shot putters in the state, not in 3A, but all classes that were competing for that. And then you have, like, Bryce Beisner in the high jump who squeaks in with a 4th place finish 4-way jump off to see who's qualifying for state. So there were a lot of really great things from that regional meet, and really, really excited with the group that we got through.
Going down to state, obviously, you've got a lot of throws there. Tatum Seifert, your defending state champion in both the discus and the shot put, and she'll definitely have some competition, it looks like, down there at state. So she's been able to rise to that here in the past at times, and obviously won a couple state championships last year. But you've got some javelin throwers, discus, and then some jumpers as well, pole vault, Ashley Loomis. I mean, I know I'm going to leave some people out here, but you also have some relays on the track, Scarlett Ludwig in the hurdles. Just overall, when you look at this girls' lineup that you did qualify for state, how does it look, and how do you stack up with the rest of the teams, and what do you expect to see from them coming up here on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Tatum and the shot put, and that's what kicks us off. That's at 1:30 or 1:15 Friday, and it's not just Tatum. You know, everybody kind of forgets that Addie Budke was second last year, so it was 1-2 in the shot put, and they're both there, and that's what we would consider really one of our overall strongest events on the girls' side. And not that we're not strong in the others, but, you know, if you're going to rank them, that would probably be at the top. So we're actually pretty excited that that's the one that kicks the meet off for us and hopefully gets us heading in the right direction and things can snowball and we can just kind of, you know, kind of loosen up a little bit. That's the biggest thing probably with the state meet is just to be relaxed and loose and do what you've done all year. And it's easy to say it. Another thing to step into those rings or on the track and do it. But you mentioned Ashlyn Loomis and the pole vault. And earlier you alluded to somebody coming off injury at regionals, and she would be the one. You know, she sprained her ankle 3 weeks ago, and she didn't even compete at our league meet and kind of held her out up to the regional meet to qualify, and she ended up getting through in 3rd place. And she's sitting kind of middle of the pack. You know, there's 3 girls in the pole vault that are kind of – they got marks that are top in the state, all classes. But then a whole big group of them, you know, from 4th to – 8th, 9th, 10th. So kind of how clean can you be that way with that and in the high jump, you know, on the girls' side, Sophia Thompson in the high jump will be Friday night. And she's one that she's had a lot of confidence the last few weeks. So she's kind of had that roadblock to get the 5-4. And then once she got it, she's just been super confident and has been getting through that even clean at some meets. And if you can do that, the cleaner you are in those jumps, you know, the higher you're going to be standing on the podium at the end of the day. And I know that's definitely a goal of hers. But you mentioned javelin. So javelin, 2 girls that'll throw that, Addie Budke and Autumn Lorenz, and discus will be Tatum Seifert and Cassandra Thompson. You mentioned Tatum being the returning state champion in the discus, which, you know, she is. But this year, I mean, that field is loaded. I mean, from 1st place to 5th or 6th place are all within about 5 feet of each other, you know, 4 or 5 feet, depending on which marks you look at. You know, if you look at regional marks, if you look at season best marks. But she's right there in the mix, and obviously she's going to be pretty driven to repeat, and we hope she can do that. And then Cassandra can step into some placing also. 4x1 and 4x4 both qualified, and then, like, as you mentioned, Scarlett Ludwig in the 300 hurdles. And Miley Brown in the long jump, so I don't want to leave her out because she's sitting there and has just gotten better and better and better every week. And we think she's kind of primed to maybe jump a few spots this week also. So we'll see kind of how that shakes out. You mentioned team projections. You know, I think you asked me that last year. And last year I told you there's 6, 7, 8 teams within about 5 points of each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to repeat it this year. I mean, there's no clear cut at this point. You know, funny things happen at the state meet where some people really perform well, some people maybe slide a little bit. But at least going into it, there's us, Smoky Valley, Olathe, Heritage Christian, Heston, Nemaha Central, Norton, and then you could get a little bit of a drop. So there's 6 teams that are within 6 points of one another. And, you know, last year we ended up 6th place, and we were 5.5 out of first. So it's just a tight bunch, and you got to go through and get the points where you can get the points and maybe jump some of those teams if you get the opportunity to. And our girls have been really focused, and I think that they're ready for that challenge.
I know one of the big differences at state, too, is you're pointing out all the way through all your medalists through 8th place, so some of those points are distributed a little bit differently once you get to state. So when you look at the boys, though, on that side of things, Eli, Brody, and Bryce, how do they look and stack up?
Yeah, so Eli will have the best mark in the shot put going in with his regional mark from last week with the kid from Lakin, 2.5 inches behind him. So those are kind of been the top two, you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, since about the midway point. So he's sitting pretty well there. Obviously, he's extremely motivated as well, been pretty focused on that. Discus, he's sitting, you know, in the top 4 or 5 there also, so if he has a good day, he can do well. Brody Boudreau in the shot put, 3rd in our regional last week, and I think he's sitting 3rd or maybe 4th overall. So that was one of those events that was as loaded as it could have possibly been last week, and getting through there and then just repeating that performance again, he'll be sitting pretty well. And Bryce, you know, sneaking through with that 4th place tiebreaker in the high jump, super excited for him, first off, because it's his first year doing track and field.
Mm-hmm.
Since he was in 7th grade. You know, 8th grade, his season got canceled, and then he played baseball for 3 years and then came out for track this year. And just to see his excitement in the high jump when he made that height to actually win that jump off, the joy that you see on some of those kids' face makes everything worth it. But he's sitting with his season best. It's one of those kind of funny events, too. There's one kid that's sitting at like 6'7 or 6'8, and then you're going to go from 2nd to 15th that all are like 6 foot to 5'10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be a pretty wild event, I think. So, you know, make a hike, be the first to make a hike, be clean, and see where you end up at the end of the day.
So Ryan Isbell, the head coach of the Willett Trojan track and field teams here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we certainly thank you for taking some time again, and best of luck at the state track meet.
Thanks, Dusty. We appreciate you and your coverage.